духовный наставник, который посвящает ученика в тайны ведической науки и надевает на него священный шнур, олицетворяет Веды. Отец олицетворяет Господа Брахму, брат царя Индру, мать землю, а сестра милосердия. Нежданный гость олицетворяет законы религии, званный гость полубога Агни, а все живые существа Верховного Господа Вишну.
Purport by Srila Prabhupada. According to the moral instructions of Chanakya Pandit, Atmavat Sarvabhute Shu, one should observe all living entities to be on the same level as oneself. This means that no one should be neglected as inferior. Because Paramatma is seated in everyone's body, everyone should be respected as a temple of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This verse describes the different ways in which one should respect a guru, a father, a brother, a sister, a guest, and so on.
Чанаки Пандит в своих поучениях пишет, отдавал своего бутышу, надо ко всем существам относиться так же, как к самому себе. Это значит, что ни на кого не следует смотреть свысока, указывает на пренебрежение. Поскольку Парамат вбивает в теле каждого, каждый достоин такого же почтения, как и храм Верховной Личности Бога. Этот стих показывает, как следует почитать гуру, отца, брата, сестру, гостя и других существ.
Acharyo Brahmano Murti Pita Murti Prajapate Brata Marut Patir Murtir Mata Sakshat Shites Tanu Diyaya Bhagani Murtir Dharmas Yat Matati Swayam Agnir Abhyagato Murti Sarvabhutani Chatmana. The Acharya, the spiritual master who teaches all the Vedic knowledge and gives initiation by offering the sacred thread, is the personification of all the Vedas. Similarly, a father personifies Lord Brahma, a brother King Indra, a mother the planet Earth, and a sister Mercy. A guest personifies religious principles. An invited guest personifies the demigod Agni. And all living entities personify Lord Vishnu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Acharya, духовный наставник, который посвящает ученика в тайны ведической науки и надевает на него священный шнур, олицетворяет веру. Отец олицетворяет Господа Брахму, брат царя Индру, мать землю, а сестра милосердия. Нежданный гость олицетворяет закон религии, званный Господа Бога Агни, а все живые существа Верховного Господа Вишну.
Om Gyan Tparandasya Gyanan Tadashalakaya Chakshuralism Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Tadati Swapadatikam Vanchika Paturibhyas Chakripa Sindhu Vyavacha Paditanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shri Vasani Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So, part of Vedic culture is to learn how to deal properly with different categories of people.
Часть ведической культуры содержит в себе, каким образом правильно общаться с различными категориями.
Narada Muni. Narada Muni talks about this in the 8th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam.
Narada Muni говорит об этом в 8-й песне Шримад Бхагаватам.
He says that if you meet someone who is senior to you, then you should relate with them in two ways. You should ask them relevant questions. And you should try to serve them. Someone who is more or less on an equal level to you, then you should try to befriend them. And someone who's junior to you, you should try to be merciful to them and try to help them. And Narada Muni says that if you relate properly with these different categories of people in these ways, he says you'll get quite a remarkable result. He says that you will become freed from the miseries of material existence. Yes. So, this is the nature of this Krishna conscious culture. That if we do everything very nicely, then even though we're living here within this material world, but because of the presence of Krishna consciousness, everything will become balanced very nicely. And we will become able to live very happily even within this material world. Yes, the same point is made in the Ishapanishad. There, at the beginning, it is stated, Om Purnam Ada Purnam Idam Purnam Udachate Purnasya Purnam Adaya Purnam Eva Vishishate, that the Supreme Personality of Godhead is perfect and complete. And as a result, everything which emanates from him is also perfect and complete. And there are all proper arrangements for everyone. Yes. So everyone should only take their quota. And if they live like this, then they'll be able to live in complete harmony. So then, in the following verses, after that verse, the point is made that if you live nicely in this type of consciousness, then you may desire to live eternally even within this world. So we of course might think, how could it be possible to live so happily and just carry on living within the material world? But the fact is that if we actually live in proper Krishna consciousness, then we'll be elevated to the spiritual platform. And we'll be unaffected by all the different ups and downs and different experiences in this material world. In the 9th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, there's a description of the pastimes of Lord Ramachandra. So there it describes what it was like for the citizens when he was ruling the planet Earth. So it describes there that when Lord Ram was ruling, There was no disease.
И там говорится, что в этом месте не было болезни.
There was no lamentation or bereavement for anyone.
И там никто ни о чем не скорбил.
Yes, everyone was completely happy and satisfied.
И каждый был счастлив и удовлетворен.
And the verse says, there was even no death for those who did not want it.
Там также говорится, что тот, кто не хотел умирать, тот не умирал.
So this was how it was at that time. And Srila Prabhupada makes the point that the same conditions could be there even now. If we really very strongly establish the Sankirtan movement.
Если мы очень прочно расширим движение Санкиртана.
Yes, based on this chanting.
Основанное на этом.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Yes. And Prabhupada says, even in this Kali Yuga, it could be like that. Can you imagine? Everyone dancing and chanting down Nevsky Prospect. That our minds, we may not be able to accommodate this. Even though we are devotees, we might not have that much faith. Yes, but Srila Prabhupada, situated on the transcendental platform, he could see like that.
Уже Прабхупада, находясь на последнем уровне, он мог видеть все вещи подобным образом.
So, to whatever degree we accept Krishna consciousness,
в той степени, в какой мы принимаем сознание Кришны,
and, like, to whatever degree within ourselves,
в той степени, в которой мы принимаем это для себя,
maybe 10%, 20%, maybe 50%,
10%, 20%, 50%.
Then to that degree our lives will change and become auspicious. And to whatever degree within society it's accepted.
И в той степени, в какой общество это принимает.
Then to that degree, society will change and become auspicious.
В той же пропорции это общество будет меняться и становиться счастливым.
If it's accepted within your family.
Если это будет принято в вашей семье.
Then your family will become auspicious.
То ваша семья обретет это благотворное влияние.
And then within your town or your city.
Либо в вашем городке или полисе.
Yes. One of the first characteristics that Rupa Goswami gives of pure devotional service.
И первая характеристика, которую дает Шри Рупа Госвами преданному служению.
Well, the first two are.
Первые два таковы.
Pure devotional service gives immediate relief from all types of material distress.
Преданное служение освобождает от всякого рода материальных страданий.
And pure devotional service is the beginning of all auspiciousness.
И преданное служение является началом всего благоприятного.
Yes. Yes. So, but it has to be applied very nicely. It has to be applied.
Но это нужно следовать очень тщательно.
So here in this last two verses and the purport.
В комментарии к последним двум стихам.
it has been described how one should respect different persons that one has different relationships with.
И тут объясняется, каким образом необходимо оказывать почтение разным категориям личности.
The spiritual master and the father.
Духовному учителю, отцу.
The brother and the mother.
Брату и матери.
The sister and the guest.
Сестре и нежданному гостю.
Like an uninvited guest and an invited guest.
То есть нежданным гостям и званым гостям.
And all living entities.
И всем живым существам.
Yes. So if one learns how to relate with these different categories of person.
Когда человек научится, каким образом он должен общаться с разного рода людьми.
Then this is also like another element in that greater picture.
Это тоже один из элементов этой великой картины.
How to apply the principles of Krishna consciousness throughout your life.
Каким образом мы можем применять принципы сознания Кришны в своей жизни?
By learning how to deal with all types of situations and all types of persons very nicely.
Как себя вести в самых разнообразных ситуациях с самыми разнообразными людьми в своей жизни.
So in the purport, Srila Prabhupada is particularly emphasizing one point.
И в комментарии Srila Prabhupada подчеркивает особенно один момент.
Yes, Srila Prabhupada makes the point that within the body of every living entity, the Supreme Personality of Godhead is present as the Supersoul. So therefore, everyone should respect all other living entities. Actually, we see that in Krishna consciousness, how the whole culture is one of being respectful. Just like we are meant to offer our obeisances to each other every day. We're meant to offer obeisances to the spiritual master. We're meant to offer obeisances to our parents. Just like we described day before yesterday about Bhrigu Muni. That he went to see his father, Lord Brahma. But he did not offer his obeisances. So Lord Brahma, who understands the Vedic culture very extremely clearly, he became so disturbed that he was going to kill Bhrigu Muni.
Он настолько расстроился, что хотел даже убить Бригу Муни.
Just because he didn't offer his obeisances.
Только потому, что тот не предложил поклон.
Did you children offer your obeisances to your parents this morning?
Дорогие дети, вы предложили своим родителям сегодня утром поклон?
Нет? Oh, watch out.
Какой ужас. нет, берегитесь.
Yes. We told you the story about one of our devotees, Brahmananda. He went to see his mother for the first time since becoming a devotee. She didn't even know he was a devotee. And he just appeared at the door. He knocked on the door, she opened the door. There was her son, she hadn't seen him for a few months. And he's dressed as a devotee. And she had never even seen a devotee. She didn't know what is a devotee.
Она до этого ни разу не видела преданного, она даже не знала, кто это такие.
So there he is now with no hair.
У него теперь не было волос.
Some markings on his forehead.
Что-то у него там на лбу нарисовано.
And these extraordinary clothes.
И странная одежда.
So that was already a bit of a shock for her.
И это было для нее потрясением.
But Prabhupada had also told him.
Прабхупада перед тем сказал ему.
As soon as you see your mother, you must bow down and offer obeisance.
Когда ты увидишь свою матушку, принеси ей свои поклоны.
So on top of his extraordinary appearance.
Неожиданного появления.
Which was already enough of a surprise for her.
Что уже было вполне достаточно для мамы.
Then he also bowed down.
Он рухнул на землю в поклоне.
And she could not handle it.
И этого она уже не могла перенести.
Yes, anyway. But this Vedic culture, this Krishna conscious culture, it's a very respectful culture.
И ведическая культура, культура сознания Кришны, это культура, пронизанная уважением к окружающим.
Just like we read last night how Shivananda Sen offered his dandavats to one dog.
Прошлым вечером мы читали о том, как Шивананда Сен предложил свои дандаваты собаке.
Sometimes people from the European, more Western type of background.
Иногда люди, европейцы или вот западные люди в целом.
Or Christian type of background.
Или люди, у которых христианские корни.
If they see the devotees offering obeisances to the spiritual master.
Когда они видят, что преданные предлагают свои поклоны духовному учителю.
Sometimes they become disturbed.
Их это немножко шокирует.
Why are you offering your obeisance? Why are you bowing down to a human being?
Чего ради вы поклоняетесь человеку?
So they don't like that.
Им это не нравится.
But actually, our culture is such.
У нас такая культура,
that we not only offer obeisances to the spiritual master,
что мы предлагаем поклоны не только духовному учителю,
we offer obeisances to any devotee,
мы предлагаем поклоны всем преданным,
even like Shivananda Sen, even to some animal,
и как Шивананда Сен, даже иногда животным.
So this Western culture is so disrespectful.
А западная культура, она основана на уважении, на неуважении.
Yes, they won't offer their respects to anyone.
Они не хотят выказывать почтение никому.
Of course, Prabhupada made the point.
И Шрила Прабхупада сделал утверждение,
that even the biggest atheist,
что даже самый великий атеист,
that when the time of death comes, then he offers his obeisances.
Когда приходит время, он предлагает свой поклон.
Full dandavats. Yes. But this Vedic culture is very rich and very beautiful culture.
Ведическая культура, она очень богатая и очень замечательная.
Now, elsewhere, Srila Prabhupada makes the point. That you may offer your respects to the spiritual master, or perhaps to your father.
You may, yes, you will, you should.
But if that person is not properly situated, then it may not be so necessary to offer your respects.
Но, говорит, если эта личность не обладает должной квалификацией, то вы можете и не выказывать таким образом свое почтение.
Yes, so, if the father, for example, is not a devotee,
если отец не является преданным,
then one does not have to treat him so much like that.
То нет большой необходимости обращаться, то есть вести себя с ним подобным образом.
We see this in the seventh canto of Srimad Bhagavatam.
Седьмой песне Шримад Бхагаватам.
Prahlad Maharaj is addressing his father Hiranyakashipu.
Prahlad Maharaj обращается к своему отцу Хираньякашипу.
And he says, "Fools like you."
Он говорит, что дураки подобные тебе.
You think you have so many enemies.
У них есть у дураков подобных тебе есть столько врагов.
But you fools, you should know. Your only enemies are your own senses and your mind.
Эти дураки не понимают, что единственные враги их это их чувства ума.
So he's not very respectful to his father.
Но это не очень уважительно по отношению к отцу.
And he addresses him in one sense a little respectfully.
Но в каком-то смысле он выказывает ему уважение.
He addresses him as Asurya Varya, the best amongst the demons.
Он обращается к нему лучший из демонов.
Yes. In other words, he's saying the best amongst the useless people.
Другими словами, он ему обращается лучший из бесполезных.
The most useless of all people.
Или самый бесполезный из всех.
But if the parents are devotees, if your brother or your sister, if they're devotees, then you should deal with them very nicely. Or the wife should deal with the husband very nicely. If he's a qualified devotee, then she can accept him like a type of spiritual master.
Если муж является хорошим преданным, то она должна принимать его как определенного рода духовного учителя.
Yeah, and it explains also in the ninth canto.
Это также объясняется в девятой песне Бхагаватам.
How the wife should always faithfully serve the husband.
Каким образом жена должна с полной верой служить своему мужу?
Who is not fallen?
Который не является деградированным.
Mm-hmm. If he's fallen, then also she doesn't need to offer him that sort of respect.
Если муж является такой попадшей личностью, то тоже нет большой необходимости указывать ему высокий уровень уважения.
Sri Srinathaya Satchinandan Ki Jaya. There's a very interesting example of these relationships in the 10th canto.
Есть очень интересный пример взаимоотношений в 10-й песне.
Yes. Lord Krishna went to kill Narakasura.
Кришна, он собрался убить Наракасуру.
Narakasura, that was his name, and it's a very sort of expressive name.
И вот это имя, оно само по себе много говорит.
Narak means hell.
Narak означает ад.
Narakasura means demon from hell.
Narakasura означает демон из ада.
Hellish demon.
Адский демон.
Yeah. Yes, so Krishna, he had to go and kill Narakasura, and when he went, he took Satyabhama with him.
И когда Кришна отправился убивать этого Наракасура, он взял с собой Сатьябхаму.
Now, you know, normally women would not be taken into some battle.
Обычно женщин не часто берут на место сражения.
Yeah. But still, Krishna took Satyabhama when he went to kill Narakasura.
Но в этот раз Кришна взял Сатьябхаму, когда он собрался пойти убивать Наракасуру.
Now, who was Narakasura?
Кто такой Наракасура?
Yes, well, there's very interesting history.
Это есть очень интересная история, связанная с этим.
That when Lord Varaha appeared and delivered the earth from the Gabardak ocean.
Когда Господь Варахадева пришел, чтобы спасти землю из вод Гарпадака.
So, the Lord accepted Mother Bhumi as his consort.
Господь Варах, он принял Мать Бхуми как свою супругу.
Yes, she is the presiding deity of this earth.
Мать Бхуми является господствующим божеством земли.
So just like Radha is to Krishna, or Sita to Ram, or Lakshmi to Narayan.
Подобно тому, как Сита является супругой Рамы, Радха супругой Кришны, а Лакшми Господа Нараяна.
So Bhumi is to Varaha.
Bhumi стала супругой Господа Варахи.
Yes, they are an eternal couple together.
Это вечная чета.
Yes, so they had one child.
У них родился ребенок.
And he was initially a nice boy.
Сначала он был очень хорошим мальчиком.
Then he got into some bad association.
Но потом он связался с дурной компанией.
He got into the association of Banasura.
И он связался с Банасурой.
And Banasura, he was very aggressive and very puffed up demon.
И Банасура это очень агрессивный и гордый демон.
So that child, that boy, by that association, he became a demon.
Из-за этого общения мальчик стал демоном.
And he became known as Narakasura.
И он стал известен как Наракасура.
Yes. So you just see, even one child of the Supreme Lord could become a demon.
И даже ребенок, можете увидеть, что даже ребенок Верховной Личности Бога может стать демоном.
Don't underestimate the power of the material energy.
Поэтому не недооценивайте могущество материальной энергии.
Now, Bhumi is an expansion of Radharani.
А Бхуми является экспансией Шимати Радхарани.
But Satyabhama is Radharani in Dwaraka.
А Сатьябхама – это Радхарани в Двараке.
So, when Lord Krishna went to kill Narakasura,
и когда Господь Кришна отправился убивать Наракасуру,
he took Satyabhama with him.
Он взял с собой Сатьябхаму.
To be like the representative of the mother of Narakasura, Bhumi.
В качестве представителя матери Наракасуры Бхуми.
So there, the fight was going on.
И битва она шла своим чередом.
And of course Krishna played with Narakasura a little bit.
И Кришна он играл с Наракасурой немножко.
So at a certain point Narakasura was thinking. Maybe I can defeat Krishna.
И в какой-то момент Наракасура подумал, может быть, мне удастся победить Кришну.
But maybe I can kill Krishna.
Может, даже мне удастся убить Кришну.
Krishna was allowing Naraka-sura to get a little kind of superiority in the battle.
Поскольку Кришна позволил Наракасуре обрести некоторое преимущество перед ним в битве.
But then the demigods started to get into anxiety.
И боги пришли в беспокойство.
And they prayed to the Lord, please, don't make any mistake with this demon.
Боги начали говорить, ты только не соверши какой-либо ошибки с этим демоном.
Are you sure you can kill him?
Ты уверен, что ты сможешь его одолеть?
Yes. So they appealed to him, you please kill him quickly. So then Krishna decided, all right, I'll kill him now. So just before he went and actually killed Narakasura. Like just as he went to make his final attack,
перед последним броском.
He turned to Satyabhama.
Он обернулся к Сатьябхаме.
And he asked her, Is it all right if I killed him?
И спросил у нее, это как ты думаешь, нечестно я, как ты считаешь, нечестно я убил?
And she said, yes, fine.
И она сказала, конечно.
And then Krishna killed him.
И тогда Кришна убил его.
So the description there is that because, a little indirectly, but it was like Satyabhama was the mother.
И описывается, что хоть и не прямую, но Сатьябхама была подобна матери Наракасуре.
Yes, so Krishna felt he should get permission from her before killing her son.
И Кришна подумал, что нужно получить согласие матери перед тем, как он убьет ее сына.
So like this, the Vedic culture is very rich with all sorts of different relationships and ways of conducting oneself. Yes, and this gives like a depth and a beauty to all the different experiences one has in life.
И таким образом человек может переживать очень глубокие чувства в своей жизни.
So life, even within this material world, becomes very nice.
Даже в этом материальном мире жизнь может быть очень хороша.
Yeah, so we should also learn how to conduct ourselves in different ways as Vaishnavas. Okay, any comments or questions?
Вопросы, комментарии?
Мог рассказать, пожалуйста, когда зависть верховщица Бога начался, это же существует в какой стадии?
In what stage of devotion the envy toward Lord Supreme Personality of Godhead is disappeared from the heart of living being?
Well, it starts as soon as you begin.
Это начинается, как только вы, то есть эта зависть, она потихоньку исчезает, как только вы начинаете процесс.
Yes, you know, Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur talks about the different levels at which different anathas disappear. So this anatha of having some bad attitude towards the Supreme Lord, this is connected with our basic propensity to accept material existence. In other words, it is connected with our propensity towards performing sinful activity.
Это основано на нашей склонности совершать греховные деяния.
And the anathas arising from our sinful activity, they are completely removed on the level of nishta. Yeah. Means like 99%. And then they are absolutely removed on the level of asakti. But you know, there is transcendental envy. You know that? Oh yes, pure spiritual envy. We might think, how is that possible? But that is described in Nectar of Devotion. How one time Radharani saw one gopi. That gopi had her face decorated by Krishna.
я гопи, то есть лицо этой гопи украшал Кришна.
With these gopi dots, you know what gopi dots are? All these little paintings all over the face. So Radharani went and looked at this gopi's painted face, painted by Krishna. And she said to the gopi, "You're not very beautiful." Just look how nicely Krishna decorated your face. All the little designs and little things he painted are done completely perfectly. So that means that even though he was right next to you, he was not at all affected by being so close. If you were really beautiful and he was standing so close, then he wouldn't have been able to paint so nicely. He would have been affected by your association. But now we see he did it so nicely. So he was completely unaffected by being close to you. So you're not very beautiful. So sounds like material envy. That actually it's completely spiritual. Because Radharani knows that Krishna enjoys the beauty of the gopis. It's very pleasing to him. So the fact that she may not be so beautiful, the other gopi, may not be so beautiful
as
the others, or just in general. Then she is taking it that this is not pleasing to Krishna. The fact that she's not beautiful means Krishna's not pleased. And Radharani, she's only interested in pleasing Krishna. So it may sound like she is criticizing that gopi. But actually, she is just expressing her dissatisfaction that Krishna was not pleased. Of course, Radharani's beauty, that does please Krishna, and it does affect Krishna. When Radharani walks by, Krishna becomes bewildered. Yes, he just loses control. He starts dropping things and acting in funny ways. Just like it describes also in Nectar of Devotion. One day Krishna was out milking, early morning, milking the cows. Then along came Radharani. And Krishna was thinking, whenever she comes, I just kind of, I get confused. But today, I will not be affected. I will milk the cow, and she can walk past, and I will not be affected at all. Everything just like normal. So he sat there by one cow, just milking like no problem. Says Radharani walked past, she looked over at Krishna. And she noticed something very extraordinary. There's Krishna milking away. But she noticed Krishna was milking a bull. So then she went past and Krishna thought, oh, I did very well. But then he noticed that it was a bull also. Did it again. Anyway, so there's transcendental envy.
Гуру Махарадж, скажите, пожалуйста, можно ли быть счастливым на стадии анатхи нибхити? Гуру
Махарадж, please. Вы слышали? Все слышали вопрос?
Да, не
знаю. Нет, не ответ на вопрос. Вопрос был следующий. Может ли человек быть счастлив, если он находится на стадии анатхи нибхити?
And the answer is, sometimes, but not always. Yeah, because there are anathas there, and they cause disturbance. Yeah, so sometimes when you overcome some anatha, you're fixed more in Krishna consciousness. Then you can be very happy. But then a little later, some other anatha comes up. Creates some disturbance in your life. So then, you know, then there's some sort of difficulty. But gradually, as you make progress in anatha nivritti, then the happiness becomes more and more and more. And the disturbance becomes less and less. And when you get through anatha nivritti, you come to the level of nishta or steadiness. Then it's almost all happiness. And maybe just a little disturbance occasionally. Because, of course, even on the level of nishta, you're not perfect yet. So it doesn't mean that 100% of the problems are now gone. But most of them are gone. So on the level of nishta, one is mainly happy. Yeah, and more and more, and eventually one becomes actually completely happy.
Mm-hmm.
But before anarthanivritti, then one may be in some illusory state of happiness. Yeah, actually, there's no real happiness. But in illusion, one thinks there's happiness. But one is just in Maya, that's all. So on the level of anarthanivritti, one begins to understand that, oh, I have some problems. So in that sense, it is a good sign to see that you have some problems. Because at least you can see it. When you see it, you can do something about it. But when you don't even know that you have a problem, you can't solve the problem. So when the devotee is on the level of anarthanivritti, Krishna gives, it's a very specific type of mercy. He gives many mercies, but one very special one on the level of
anarthanivritti.
He shows you what's wrong with you. And normally you don't really know what's wrong with you so much. So it may be a little surprising. Oh, am I like that? Or is it some external influence on me? No, you must take responsibility for it. So he reveals your faults and defects. And then you can act to overcome them. And in this way you can advance and gradually come to nishta, steadiness.
Почему преодоление анарх идет через обострение их?
Why the removing of anattas always come through sharp of this situation and pain and so on.
It doesn't always, but sometimes it does. Because sometimes we need to learn a lesson. That this is a bad thing. I don't want it. I don't need it.
Что это действительно Юра прекрати там экспериментировать со звуком.
Иногда нам нужно понять, что это действительно какая-то плохая вещь, и нам нужно от нее избавиться.
Yes, if we understand this is a bad thing, it is good to get rid of it.
Когда мы понимаем, что это действительно плохо для нас, и что мы должны от этого избавиться.
Then we won't struggle to hold on to it. But if we think, this is a good thing, then we won't want to give it up. Yes, so not always, but sometimes or even often, then it can be a little painful.
Не всегда, но временами, а может быть даже часто, вот это освобождение от анарх бывает болезненным.
Шрила Бхакти Сиддханта said, that as gold is purified by fire, as sugar is purified by fire,
сахар очищается огнем.
So the devotee becomes purified through fire.
Также преданный очищается через огонь.
The fire of facing difficulty. So of course, as we said, it's not always, but sometimes. And even though sometimes there's difficulty, but there's so much ecstasy and happiness at the same time. That the devotee, it is not like the devotee on the level of anatha nivritti is like just having a bad time. You see some devotee with big smile. And then you know, this devotee has not come to the level of anatha
nivritti.
Then some other devotee looks very sad. And you say, ah, this devotee is more advanced. On the level of anatha nivritti. But on the level of anatha nivritti, because those things are being removed and more purity is coming, so the experience is also very nice.
Но поскольку на уровне анатхи нивритти человек все-таки избавляется от анатхи, он очищается, соответственно и состояние испытывает больше положительных эмоций.
Although sometimes there's some problem.
Но анатха – это гуна, а преодолеть гуну очень сложно, практически невозможно. Получается, что анатха невозможно преодолеть.
Анатха – it is guna, but we cannot to overcome guna. So we couldn't overcome the anathas because it is repeated again and again.
Yes, Krishna within the heart, he cleanses the anathas away. But that doesn't mean that if you have some anatha, that you should not try to do something about it. Like, you might have the anatha that you become easily angry. And when you become angry, you may punch someone in the nose. So, when you feel like that, then you should not think. That I cannot do anything about this anatha. Therefore, I should not stop myself from punching the devotee. Yes, you should stop yourself. Yes. So therefore you can do something. But the main thing really is done by Krishna internally.
How can we develop greatness in the devotional service? Lapha.
Yeah, okay. Well, you know, that's actually a very high thing.
Вот это то есть очень, ну, возвышенная вещь.
You won't really develop it while you still have lobha for material things.
Вы не сможете этого обрести, когда у вас есть лобха к материальным вещам.
This is like a sahajya idea. We want to become spontaneously attracted to Krishna. While still maintaining our lust, our anger, our greed for material things. That it doesn't work like that. So therefore we have to go through the process of sadhana bhakti. Yes. We have to chant our rounds very nicely. Follow the principles nicely. And do our service and always be perseverant and dedicated to our service.
Perseverant
means you carry on even if there are obstacles. Just like we mentioned the other night, the six principles of surrender. So the first two are to accept those things favorable for devotional service and reject those things unfavorable. So that means sometimes we may not want to accept something according to our own standard. It may be good for devotional service, but we may think it's not good for me. Or we may not want to reject something which is bad for devotional service. But we have to do these things like that. Yes. So when we become situated nicely on the spiritual platform in those ways, following the process of sadhana bhakti very nicely, then some real spiritual attraction and greed may arise in our hearts. Is that okay?
What is the sickness that the devotee progresses in the devotional service and how he could feel himself that he advanced?
Well, there are two main basic symptoms. One is that we become, that gradually we are becoming more and more detached from material.